European markets are mixed, with the German DAX and London FTSE trading in the black, while the Paris CAC was in negative territory towards the end of the trading day. US markets appear to be starting on a positive foot. The local all-share index ended the day down 0.17% at 55,993 index points, dragged down largely by resources. On the currency front, it was a better day for the rand against major currencies. It's firmed nearly 1% against the US dollar, trading around 14.80. Against the euro, it's around 16.46, and it's up around 0.2% against the British pound, trading around 19.04. Well, to tell us what's been happening on the markets and the drivers, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David. So what are the drivers today?
Well, it was quite a volatile day, because when the deal was announced between the UK and Europe, the market shot up, and you know, sterling improved as well quite dramatically. And then as the day progressed, so we at one stage the market was up about 0.5%, I think even greater than that. I haven't worked it out, but I did see a big improvement, a big spike. And then as the day progressed, we gradually gave that away as it became evident that the deal is not going to be passed by Parliament, or alternatively Boris Johnson's going to have to work hard to get the votes that he needs, because the North Island Party, the
DUP,
have come out against the deal. So, that took it into negative territory. But I must point out one thing, though. I was watching sterling, and sterling, you know, in other words, the pound improved quite dramatically against the dollar at one stage, just under 130. Mm. And it hasn't really weakened that much. You know, it's still strong on the day. So if you look at sterling saying, this deal will go through, or there won't be a no Brexit deal. In other words, there's still a positive spin. And even if we look at some of the shares, some of them have held their gains, particularly Into, which was up about, in the UK, up around about 7%. So there still seems to be a more positive leaning, towards the deal going through rather than not going through, whatever happens over the next couple of weeks.
And what about our market? Did we run too hard yesterday?
Probably. I was trying to get a trend, and it was a bit difficult. We did end up in negative territory. But if you go through individual stocks, it was a pretty mixed picture. So you can't really draw conclusions, on the whole market. I think there were a lot of features, things that worried me, kind of concerned me. I couldn't find the answer, particularly I'm talking about Mondi and the paper stocks. I know that Mondi came out with a trading update a week ago, but it was down about 4 to 5%. Sappi also under pressure, Nampak under pressure as well. So that was one angle, on the industrial market, where there seems to be a sell-off there. I don't know the news. You know, you start to search for it and you say, what disturbed people today? And couldn't really find any specific reason. There must be something there that's in the market. So you found things, you found issues like that. On the other hand, I'm looking, there were a couple of shares like MediClinic, which was quite strong for the second day in a row after yesterday's trading update. So those are the kind of things, happening on the market. You did mention gold. You did mention mining shares under a bit of pressure, but they were held up by gold, and platinum stocks were a little firmer. But overall, the mining stocks were a little down. I think the stronger rand also just adding to the downward pressure in the market.
And just take us back to what came out of MediClinic yesterday. We didn't discuss it.
It was a trading update, and they operate in mainly three areas. Excuse, operate the pun. But I mean, they're in Switzerland, they're in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and in South Africa. And they've had issues both in Switzerland and in UAE. And that seems to be stabilizing and steadying, and margins picking up there. So I think the market was impressed that things are starting to turn around and look better. And I think that's one of the reasons that we saw the gains yesterday of about 3% and another pickup of about 4%. I still think a lot of work to be done. There are a lot of angles to healthcare stocks, and also to hospital group stocks, particularly with government under pressure. And also, the one thing that's evident in medical stocks is, Nompu, that you're starting to see the emergence or the growth of these kind of day clinics or clinic, you know, that's hurting hospital groups simply because these day clinics have, the hospital groups can't make the kind of margins and profits they did by putting you in a bed and. So there are a lot of angles to these companies, but so these angles seem to have stabilized for a little bit, and I think that's why we're starting to see things happening there.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the finance minister Tito Mboweni just kind of dropping it, you know, very as matter-of-factly that he may need to move the mini budget by one day? I mean, people have already bought tickets and arranged hotel accommodation. It's crazy.
I suppose you can do it as Parliament, and it's, you know, Parliament sitting, so you can do what you like. But I mean, the media, everybody prepares himself for it, and I suppose you've just got to change all your tickets. But it's unusual that he should do that. And I'm not sure what the backdrop is, whether they haven't got the numbers right and they've still got a lot of processes to go through.
But, yeah, maybe they're still trying to crunch Eskom.
I don't know, maybe trying to find, yeah.
Where,
you know, you put me off with your numbers yesterday. It's very worrying.
I actually need to send you that video, that interview, so that you can hear for yourself. But in terms of...
You know, it's a disturbing feature. We had, in Melrose Arch, we had a load shedding from 9:30, I think, or 9 to, you know, to 12:30. So you walk around here and you understand what it does to businesses. The businesses just closed down, you know. They haven't got generators, or they don't want to pay for the generators.
That's right.
And you just see the whole industry just, you know, coming to a standstill.
Yeah,
You can't get Seattle coffee.
Very negative indeed. And then, of course, we've heard that President Cyril Ramaphosa is unhappy that Eskom didn't warn us that there were issues around the conveyor belt and so on and so forth. These guys, they're just not on the same page.
No, and I think it's caused, you know what, there's a psychological element to all of this. And we get through it. But it causes a lot of anger, and the fact that no one was expecting it, you know, there wasn't any expectation that we were going to have further load shedding. I think that also has disturbed people and came so suddenly. You know, you suddenly find that it's going to happen, and the next thing, before you've even finished reading the paper, the lights are off. So yeah, he's right to do that, and it's, I think, from an and he was particularly embarrassed. He was embarrassed because he was offshore in the UK, you know, trying to raise money and get people to invest here. And while he's doing that, you have Eskom just turning the lights off. So I think from that point of view, he was particularly, you know, caught off guard.
Can we try and talk about something positive? Today, a company opened a manufacturing plant, a cell phone manufacturing plant. That's very good news. Obviously, we need much more of that.
I think so. And I'm sure we can develop the skills here. I don't think the people in Asia or in Europe are any different from us when it comes to brain power. It's just a matter of directing that to projects like that,
yes.
Like this. And I think that's the only way we're going to ever turn this economy around. You know, I'm a great believer in bringing back manufacturing here, or bringing back those kind of processes here.
But
it takes a lot of effort, and it also takes confidence. You know, and unfortunately, when you get Eskom like this and you're trying to get companies to open here, that's a big question they're going to ask is, you know, what happens when we get these kind of disruptions?
Yeah. Well, I'm about to chat to the CEO of the Maro Group to ask him about the investment. So you take care, David. Thank you very much for your time. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.